Dustin Cady on the keeper has room to run, and Sandusky breaks free of two tackles, dragging his defender across the 25 out to the 26-yard line. Dustin Cady, a 9-yard gain.
Oh, wow.
Number 21, Joe Stone on the tackle, and after the play is over, a flag flies from the sideline judge. We'll see what this one's all about.
Getting a little chippy down there, Clark. This could be some kind of late hit possibly on Sandusky.
We'll see what this official's call is.
Boy, if he converses with every official, we'll be here a while. Unsportsmanlike.
Another unsportsmanlike conduct against Sandusky. So after the 9-yard pickup for Dustin Cady, to add on another 15 yards free of the IRS.
No charge, no taxes.
No charge, no tax, tax-free on that one. And the Lakers is going to be close to the first down marker at the 43-yard line. I think they have this by about a half of a yard. First down, Lakers.
Yes, sir. Now, that one there, a little bit more understandable, Clark. It sure looked like a Sandusky body came in there after the play was already done. But, again, now great field position for Lakers, getting the ball all the way down to the 43-yard line.
Two wide to the left, power pistol to the left. Dustin Cady away in the snap. Hands this one off to number three, Evan Shemka. He's out to the 45-yard line. Has the first down by 2 yards, a 12-yard pickup. Finally stopped by Daniel Hale, the junior. And it's a first down for Lakers.
A very, very neat play there on first down. Evan Shemka, typically your on offense, typically your tight end. He was set back a little bit on the tight end position, and when the ball was snapped, he comes right towards quarterback Dustin Cady and takes the handoff right up the middle against Sandusky. Nowhere near ready for that play, and a big gain for Evan Shemka, a name we haven't called much on offense. And, well, that was a pretty big hole he went through there, wasn't it, Clark?
That was like driving through Dallas. 9 minutes left here in the fourth. 12-0 Lakers with the ball at the Sandusky 45-yard line. Two wide to the left, to the right. And Evan Shemka gets the carry again, breaks free of his first tackle, and fights his way all the way down to the 41-yard line. A hard-fought 41 yards brought down by Courtney Cowley, the junior for Sandusky, number 75. It's going to be a 4-yard gain, brings up second and 6 as this clock continues to wind down here.
Evan Shemka, typically your wide receiver, but with Mauricio Diaz-Reyes out with an injury and Brennan Wisner also a little bit knocked up, Evan Shemka is going to step up into this game as your second running back to Terrence Dubes. And, he's been running hard on those first two carries for the senior.
16 yards already for Evan Shemka on a mere 2 carries. Leading the rushing, Brennan Wisner, 4 carries, 62 yards. Hand off to Terrence Dubes, gets out to the 41-yard line. Brought down by number 45, you guessed it, Wyatt Bradley. And it's going to be a gain of about a yard, brings up 3rd and 5 now. The first down marker is at the 35-yard line. They're going to put this, the nose of the football is touching the 40-yard line. 7:50, clock continues to wind down here. I'm not quite sure, Dave, this clock has ever stopped tonight because of a play.
Oh, other than penalties, that's about it. There's been no incomplete passes, so, this game is moving right along.
Two wide to the left, power pistol to the left. Dustin Cady gets the snap, hands this one off to Terrence Dubes. He's out for the running. He has the first down all the way down to the 35-yard line and falls forward to about the 34. They should have it by about a half a yard. Wyatt Bradley stops him there, but not before a 6-yard gain for Terrence Dubes and a new set of downs coming for the Lakers.
Well, if there's any closer in football, right now Terrence Dubes is the best guy around, man. When you need a first down and to reset the offense, Terrence Dubes is the guy to do it. I wonder if he could pitch, Clark, because I know the Tigers could use a good guy out of the bullpen to come shut the door for them. And he just does a great job trying to close out games right now for Lakers.
We'll see. I've called Dombrowski after the game here to let him know. First and 10, power pistol left, and it's going to Dustin Cady keep it right through the middle. He's down to the 20, to the 15. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Dustin Cady and the Lakers. It's Lakers 18, Sandusky nothing. 7:06 left in the fourth quarter. Lakers busted this one out. Dustin Cady from 30 yards out in for the score.
Wow, what a run by Dustin Cady. Back to that read option. Evan Shemka with a couple big runs. The defense leans towards him just enough. Dustin Cady takes that ball for himself, cuts straight up the middle, and untouched all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Lakers.
Lakers now going for the two-point conversion, trying to make this 20-0 with 7:06 left here in the fourth quarter. Power pistol to the left, nine-play drive in the last one. Receiver wide to the left, Dustin Cady. Passes to his right, has his man, but he overthrew him. So the two-point conversion is no good. 18-0 score remains. Lakers on top over Sandusky on the WLAW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
All that I can say was...
Yeah. 7:06 left here in the fourth quarter, and Lakers tacks on their third score of the night, makes it 18-0. Lakers over the Sandusky Redskins on a drive that covered 99 yards, 4 minutes and 49 seconds, and 9 plays, results in a touchdown on behalf of Dustin Cady on the 35-yard game.
Lakers so far, Clark, after scoring a touchdown, have done onside kicks each and every time so far. It'll be interesting to see if Terrence Dubes tries to onside kick it yet one more time for Lakers.
They're kicking off into the wind here, and it's going to be a squib kick, bounces at the 40, and comes dead at the 38-yard line. And Sandusky jumps on it with ease, and that's where they'll take over on downs. Looks like number two, Caleb Redmond, may have been on that recovery there. And so Sandusky, with a 62-yard field in front of him, has to get on the board tonight here as they're being blanked 18-0.
Well, no better time than now to bust to open up the playbook. You're downwind, and you're down 18 points. So, again, don't be surprised to see Sandusky do some different things here to try and spark the offense.
And we have an offsides penalty on the Lakers on the kickoff. So I'll just go ahead and erase everything I just wrote down on my stat sheet here as we're going to have a re-kick.
Yes, we are. 5 yards
farther. Good thing I use pencil, unlike our director of social media and media relations. Confident with her pen usage.
Unfortunately, in this case, this one's going to not be her fault, but she's going to have to pay the price.
So the Lakers are going to be re-kicking this one now from their 35-yard line.
I don't think you'll see anything different, Clark. It's going to be a low squib kick, trying to keep it out of the wind and out of the hands of some of these playmakers back there, Chase Tucker, Ray DeVault, and company.
Is it going to end up in between the hash marks or outside of the hash marks on the spot?
It's going to end up inside of the hash marks.
All right, we'll take your word for it as the kick goes outside of the hash marks down to about the 33-yard line where Sandusky jumps on it. And number 18, Justin Miller jumps on that one as actually worst field position for Sandusky.
Yes, it is. That actually works out better for Lakers, but he didn't have that sideways spin on it that time.
No, not
I didn't
quite
see that coming.
All right, so Sandusky starts out at their own 33-yard line, 5 yards back from the last kick there, with 7:03 left here in the fourth quarter, trailing Lakers 18-0.
So far, Sandusky's and Lakers' offense, neither one of them really have done much in this game. Each team had a good drive all the way down the field. Sandusky stalled at the half-yard line, and Lakers had two big plays that sparked their scoring tonight. So other than that, pretty even game.
Yeah, it's going to be a keeper for Lasecki. Tries to go off right guard, and nothing there at all, and Lakers pushes him back. Now, Fort Progress has him stopped for no gain. Number three, Evan Shemke with the tackle there. As we have a little bit of extracurricular activity going on the exterior tackling there. Os McKay may have been handling something there, but he gets pulled back and he were no calls on either side.
Yeah, well, and if you want to split that tackle eight ways, that probably would be the right way of doing it. I'm not sure who was in the tackle there, but there were a lot of green defenders around the football, and Lasecki, them little quick little runs up the middle aren't going to go anywhere against this front seven of Lakers.